Paragraph Lamed Hey, Hilchas Umnin, Halacha Dalit, continuing from paragraph Lamed Hey, page 172, right hand column. Al pi ha-Torah Islam birahanal. This is like an appendix, an additional piece now. Rav Nosson Zal writes, based on this chapter on Likutei Moran that we've been discussing, Yizbayar Inyan Koirach, you'll be able to receive a clear explanation on the topic of Koirach. Kimavoyer Shom, because it was explained over there in Likutei Moran, Shetzrichim la'avoida saboiris borach, lihiyois tzadik v'lamden, that in order for a person to serve Hashem fully, it requires two items, tzadik, which means purity in tikkun habris, in dealing with women and all of those related subjects, velamden, and to be very knowledgeable in Torah shebal peh, shas upoiskim, that item. Kiloy amhoretz chosid. Rabbi Nizal writes over there in Likutei Moran that you can't be a chosid, you can't call yourself chosid if you're amhoretz. And in order to get out of the category of amhoretz, you have to learn Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and you have to learn Shas, and you have to learn Rashi and Tosfos and Shulchan Aruch. That's what takes a person out of that label of amhoretz. Ulehepech, and on the other hand, Lamden b'loi chosid v'tzadik b'vadai ene klum. A person who knows Shas and Shulchan Aruch and knows how to learn very well, but is not tzaddik, but is not chosid, is not pure in Maisen Tovim, certainly is zero. Ki loy zocho, nasis loy samoves. Because the Gemara says that when a Jew is not zoche, if he's not pure, then his Torah becomes poison. 30 pages is 30 milligrams of poison. 90 blot is 90 milligrams of poison. More deadly, more bad. Because we learned that it's the person that has the ability to format the letters of the Torah, either letoiv or the opposite, depending on what kind of keli you have, depending on how many mitzvahs and maisim toivim you've done, that's what determines when you're learning whether you format it letoiv or chas v'shalom lera, samchaim or samovis. Kimavoyer Shom Heitev, as was explained very well in this chapter in Likutei Moran. Vizeo Bechinas Dalit Shenichnesula Pardes. Rabbeinu Zal over there discussed also the four tzadikim that went into the Pardes. Ayin Shom, look over there. Mavoyer Shom. Shemi Shehurak Lamden Levad Ve'enoi Chosid V'tzadik Klal. That a person who's only into the learning, and he's not tzaddik chosid, tzaddik slash chosid at all, meaning he's not into the tikkun habris issue, he's not into mitzvos and maisim tovim, who bechinas acher, that person is compared to acher, shekitzeitz benetios, who cut down saplings, right, who became apikoiris, and who is labeled as minus, minus, minus. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. This is the pigam that Koirach did. Shehu bechinas hamachloikes shel hamisnagdim al hatzadikim vachasidim amitim, which can be compared to the machloikes nowadays between the tzadikim and chasidim. Rav Nosson Zal is talking now current events during his time. He's discussing exactly what was taking place in Klal Yisrael at the time, that it was becoming very polarized. And two of the groups that were very prominent at that time were the Misnagdim, who were only, not all of them, some of them were only into learning and were not into mitzvahs or maisim tovim at all whatsoever. That wasn't the issue, that wasn't an item for discussion or concern whatsoever. Simply learning, period. That's it. Versus tzadikim slash chasidim. And again, he's not talking about the phony ones. He's not talking about the guys who wear psychedelic bekishes, and that's their chasidus. He's talking about the guys who have shmiras einayim, and into tikkun habris, and into mitzvoy semais and toivim, into davening vosikin, and into chatzois, and into all the different aspects of what's in the framework of the chasidus of the Baal Shem Tov, that type of item. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, shekol koicham machmas halimud shalehem shalomdu Torah. The Misnagdim, their entire strength is coming from their learning, that they learn Torah. Ktsosam loimdim bigamora pirish toisvis. Some of them learn Gemara Rashi toisvis. V'yesh shelomdim gam kabbalah uksavim. And some of them even learn Kabbalah. Zohar HaKodesh kisvei Arizal, aval ma'asehem einam kohegim. However, their actions do not reflect their learning. You look at them, they're not davening the way they, you know, that their tefillah is not a reflection of their learning. The way they conduct themselves with people is not a reflection of the learning. V'yesh mehem mekulkolim legamri rachmon etzlan. Some of them are complete garbage, in a sense, he's saying, rachmon etzlan. People that smoke cigarettes on Shabbos, and yet were knowledgeable in Gemara. There was such a metzias. There were people who, rachmon etzlan, despite the fact that they learned in yeshivas and became very knowledgeable in pilpul, and yet it wasn't connected to Shmira Shabbos, or it wasn't connected, you know, to other things. V'yesh she'ein yoidim mikilkulam kolkach. Rav Nosson Zal says that some of them, their mess is not so obvious, their spoilage isn't visible, aval al kol ponim he misrashlim b'avoydes Hashem, and yet they're very weak when it comes to serving Hashem. Ve'ein mispalim b'kavod ve'roitvim achara ha'hevel shel momoin v'kovoid v'snasus u'kiyotze. And these people, despite their knowledge, Gemara, into Teresh Baal Peh, especially Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Pilpul, that kind of thing, still they're very much into Taivas Momoin and Kovoid and Hisnasus. They're looking to show off. V'heim Nizgarim, B'hakshirim, V'yireim, Tmimei HaDerech, HaHilchem B'Toros Hashem, Be'emes, Ho'oiskim B'Tfilo, U'B'Maisim Toivim, B'Koyach, U'B'Kavonas Alev, La'Shamayim. And they make fun of the very religious people who are simple and sincere, who follow the Torah be'emes, A to Z, in terms of Zman Kriya Shema, in terms of everything, in terms of Kashrus, standards of Kashrus, standards of Tznius, and everything, who are Oisek in Tefillah and Maisim Tovim with real Kavona, that where they're doing it for Hashem, not to show off, not to be able to show it, that they can quote Dafim of Gemara Baal Peh, that kind of thing. And these people rise up, and they attack the Hasidim with all types of redifois and all types of making fun, unlimited. This is comparable to Koirach's gang. Koyach was very smart, and he was a big lamdan. He was very learned in Torah Shebaal Peh, in Pilpul, and those things. The ikar hapigam sheloi sherotzo lahafrid bein lamdan v'tzadik. The main mistake that he made was that he thought that it's possible to distinguish, to differentiate between lamdan and tzadik. It's possible to be a successful lamdan without tzadik. Keilu ikar hamaylo hu bechinas lamdan levad, as if to say, as if to imply that the main success in Yiddishkeit is if you're a lamdan. Vezehu shamru. This is why Koirach and his buddies said, ki kol hoeda kulam kedoshim. Everybody here is religious. What's the big deal about Moshe Rabbeinu and Anakim? What are they any different from us? Vedorsh razal, and the Gemara says, what was it? What did he mean specifically? Kulam shamu b'Sinai, Anoich Hashem Elokecha. All of us were present on Har Sinai. All of us heard the Ten Commandments. So what makes Moshe Rabbeinu any better than any of the rest of us? We all know how to learn. Hainu shamru me'achar shekulam shamu anoichi v'chol aseres hadibros shem klal haTorah imkein ein l'moshe v'yaron shum ma'ila v'esnasus k'moshe kosev shom. If everybody's learning, then what makes Moshe Rabbeinu or Aaron HaKohen anybody special? As they said, Umadua tisnasu al kal Hashem. Why do you think you have the right, Moshe Rabbeinu, to hold yourself above any of the rest of us? We're all equal. V'zeh b'chinas pigam hanal. This is the pigam of the misnagdim against the Hasidim, shesomchu al halimud levad, where they rely on learning alone, v'kofru be'ikor ho'emes, and their koifer in the most important item in Yiddishkeit. Ki ikar hamaylo v'haisnasus emes shel kol echad miYisrael al chaveiroi hu rak al yidei maisim toivim. Because the real thing which separates the men from the boys and girls in Yiddishkeit
is not the learning as much as mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. That's where we take out the tick and we figure out who's who. What's your position in Klal Yisrael and what's your position in Gan Eden? It's not measured by how many pages you know. That could help. But the real thing that labels people in Klal Yisrael is quantity and quality of mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. Ki loy hamedrash hu ha'ikar ela ha'maisa. Because the Gemara itself says that learning is not the main thing. Action is the main thing. Who says this? The Gemara says this. Ukamoshom razal, and as the Gemara says, shelo yehe odom koire v'shoine uboye parabo yubot v'v'mishigotom imenu. The Gemara says, it's no accomplishment if a person's going to learn Chumash and Gemara and then kick his parents and his Rebbe in the face. In other words, that despite his learning, when it comes to midos and yashrus and this, that, he's going to be a bum. He doesn't know to show appreciation. He's not involved in kibud avayim, things like that. That's for people that don't know how to learn. Again, mitzvahs were written for rejects. Anybody that's normal, anybody that's intelligent is supposed to learn. And those people that are incompetent, for them, Hashem gave the mitzvahs and stuff. Chas v'shalom. Ki im hoyu ma'aminim bohemes, sheho ikar hu kiyum ha-toro. Because if these people would believe in the truths of the Torah, which the Torah itself says that the main thing is kiyum ha-Torah, the main thing is fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah, lo yehayu omrim umadu atisnasu, they wouldn't have this question, what's so big about Moshe Rabbeinu? Ki hayu roi lehem lehovin ho-emes, then they would understand the truth very clearly, shemoshe v'aharon, Kiddushosam Govoya Ma'oid Ma'oid, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were extremely holy people. Vehaim, whereas these other guys, Korach and company, Mishukoyim Adayim B'Taiva Solem Hazeh, are still very much involved in and controlled by the Taiva Solem Hazeh. Kemoisham Razal Al Posuk Esmachtois HaChatoim. As Rashi says, and as the Gemara says, where it speaks about the pans that they offer the Torahs on, it says the pans of these sinners, Rashi says, heim chotu al nafshosam. They sinned when it came to Maisa, when it came to doing mitzvahs and averus, they were involved in averus. Aval heim rotzu lahafrid b'chinas lamdan mitzadik, kilu hoikir hu lamdan. And yet they wanted to put this concept of tzaddik in parentheses. They wanted to play that down. As if Lamdan alone is enough. That's enough to consider you a total Jew and a successful Jew and as an example to look up to, and that's it. What more do you need than that? Vezehu vayikach Korach. This is why Parshas Korach begins with the words, and Korach took. And the Targum Onkelos says, V'ispele Korach, Korach divided. Korach attempted to make a split between what? Shecholak lamdan mitzadik. He tried to separate these two and think that he can get away with lamdan alone. That lamdan alone is enough, and if so, again, ma'amanishtana Moshe Rabbeinu for me. I know there's only six sections in Shas. What, Moshe Rabbeinu knows eight? Big deal. I know the same six shekels, so what makes him such a big guy? Who do I have to be afraid of? Who do I have to bow down to? That was Korach's question. And again, that's the question of the Misnagdim. Shirai making fun of all kinds of things at a chassid. Who? Why? What are they making such a big deal? What's such a big deal? The Rebbe said, and the Rebbe who? I'm a Rebbe too. I know Shas also. What are you talking to Chinik for? And they don't know, it's not the Shas that makes them a Rebbe. Shas is for kids. Every kid, every Hasidish kid and Litai kid is supposed to have Shas and Shulchan Aruch. That's minute, that's basics. That's like brushing your teeth. But that's, as soon as we finish that, that's when we start separating the men from the girls. And again, that's where those that are into Avodas Hashem, those that are into taking tefillah seriously, those that are into taking every mitzvah in the Torah seriously, that's men. And those that think that mitzvahs were made for ladies, and they're just into the learning, that was Korach's mistake. Continuing in Hilchas Umnin, Halacha Dalet, in middle of paragraph Lamed Hei.
Rav Nosson, we had just started speaking about Koirach. Rav Nosson Zal was discussing the topic of Tzadik Lamden, and about those people who Chas Hashem try to think that Lamden alone is something, and end up being Chilek on Tzadikim, and Rav Nosson Zal said what he said about that. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein Omar Loi Moshe, this is why Moshe Rabbeinu said to Koirach, Kchu Lochem Machtois, take for yourselves pans, Shiakrivu Ktoiris, meaning that they should make an attempt at bringing the Ktoiris. Ukamai Shapirish Rashi, Heilochem Ktoiris, Hachoviv Menakoil. Moshe Rabbeinu said, take this item Ktoiris, which is the choicest one of all these sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdosh. Hainu Shemoisha Omar Lohem, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Koirach and his group, Hareini Mara Lohem, Mi Choviv Lefnei Hashem Isporach. I'm going to show you who is beloved before Hashem. You guys or us? This was Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon versus Koirach and his group. Ki lefidas Koirach, because according to Koirach, ho ikar hu halimud v'hachochmo shel haTorah, he emphasizes learning Torah and the knowledge and wisdom of Torah. That's the most important thing. Afal pi she'enoi mekaimo klal, even though he doesn't fulfill it at all. Veloyoid, not only that, not only does he fall short in fulfilling the Torah himself, elo shecholek al hatzadik oemes shehu Moshe shenosan haTorah, but rather he battles against, he makes machlekes against Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave us the Torah, umekayem es haTorah bigdusha neflah, and fulfills the Torah with incredible holiness. Al kein omar loy, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said to Koirach, Harei lechok toires shechoviv min hakoil. Take this item k'toires, which is more beloved than any other sacrifice, v'tichnesu kulchem lahaktir, and all of you go in and offer the k'toires. V'nireh dvar mi yokum, and we'll see whose item will have a kiyum. We'll see who's going to outlast who. What? Now here Rav Nosson Zal gets very specific. Listen carefully. Ki Koirach hoyo lamdan v'chocham godol. Koirach was very learned, very smart. Gam b'chochmas ha-kabbalah, which means not just knowledgeable in Shas and Shulchan Aruch, but in addition to that, he certainly knew secrets of Kabbalah also. V'yoda b'vadai ha-soid v'ha-kavono shok-teres, which means besides knowing technically what's involved in bringing Teres, Koirach certainly knew the information that's given in the Zohar HaKadosh and in those types of Svarim explaining the secrets of K'toiris. V'alkein somach al roiv chochmosoi lachloik al Moshe v'Aaron. Therefore, Koirach felt strong. He felt confident enough with his tremendous knowledge and wisdom to go up against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen ulevakesh kahuna gedoyla, and to request that he be given the honor of being Kohen Godol, me'achar shegam hu yedea kavonos hakarbonos v'akteris, since he also has this knowledge of knowing how to bring the karbonos and the k'toiris, both on a level of pshat and remez and drush, and even knowing the secrets behind it. Meaning, if the Torah says he was a pikeach, it means he wasn't even your average Rosh Yeshiva. He was much bigger than that. He had knowledge of Kabbalah also. Alkein Omar Loi Moshe, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Ato Nire Ho'emes, now we'll see the truth. Kudochem Machtois, you take, Ato V'Aharon Ish Machtosoi, you'll take, and Aaron HaKohen will take, a pan. Usnuvohen Eish, and put fire in it, V'sim Olem K'toiris, and put the spices on it, V'hoyo Ho'ish Asher Yivchar Hashem, Hu HaKodosh. And the one whom Hashem will choose to accept his offering of Torah, he's the Holy One. The Koirach somach al chochmosoi. Koirach thought he could rely on his knowledge. V'nisratzelaze, and therefore he was willing to agree to this showdown. Ki sovar shek Torah shelo yiskabel meachar shehu chochom v'lamden kolkach. Because Koirach felt confident that his K'toiris would be acceptable to Hashem 100%, because of the fact that he's so learned, v'yodea din v'kavona saktoiris. He knows the halachas, he knows the laws well and everything, and he even knows the kavonas, what you're supposed to think at the time you bring the k'toiris, the secret thoughts al pi kabbalah, which names of Hashem are involved and everything. He knew all of that, and therefore he felt confident to, with his knowledge, that everything would be a-okay. Avol Moshe Hisrabohem. However, Moshe Rabbeinu warned them. Va'omar lohem, and he said to them, Shesam hamoves nosen besoichoi, that this k'toiris has a poison of death in it. Sheboi nisrafu Nodov Aviu, which burned Nodov and Aviu, the sons of Aaron HaKohen. Loimar, telling them, what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean by giving that, by reminding him of that fact? Sheroi lohem lilmoid kal v'choymer minodov aviyu. He was implying to Korach and his crew that you people should take a kal v'choymer from Nodov and Aviyu. Shehoyu tzadikim gedoyle meoid. They were very great tzadikim, Nodov and Aviyu. And despite that, afal pikein, meyachar shektiruk toiras sheloi bizmanoi nisrafu. Still, even being great tzaddikim wasn't good enough. This is so delicate an item, where because they brought k'toiris when they weren't supposed to, they weren't married yet, and marriage is what takes a person over a certain threshold, which allows them to do certain things which an unmarried person can't do. So here, despite the fact that they were unmarried tzaddikim, the tzaddikim wasn't good enough, and they got burned by fire. Ki nodov aviyu heim bechinas ben azayu ben zoyma. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah explained to us that Nodov and Aviyu made a comparable type of error to that of Ben Azai and Ben Zoyma. Shezeh hitzitz v'nifga, v'zeh hitzitz umeis. The Gemara says that these two rabbis, one of them looked, when they went up to this high place in heaven, one of them looked, and as a result his mind was affected in a negative way. The other one looked and died from looking when they saw a certain very, very high level presentation of Hashem. This is Ben Azai and Ben Zoyma. She'af al pi shehoyu tzadikim gedoylim, despite the fact that they were very great tzadikim, aval shogu k'tzas, there was still a small, small type of error. Kishenichnesu lepardes, when they entered into that holy, holy orchard, v'heitzitzu yoyser midai, and they looked at more than they were permitted to, more than they were supposed to. V'nanshu, and they were punished. Shezehu bechinas pegam nodov aviyu. This is a similar type of mistake, a similar type of problem to what Nodov and Aviyu did. Kihem bechina achas kemuva, because this is one level, as is brought in these Kisvei Arizal, that this is the similar type of pigam, the pigam of Nodov and Aviyu, in trying to enter into a very high place to offer k'toiris, which is the holiest sacrifice, before they were ready for it, was a similar type of pigam to Ben Azai and Ben Zoyma, trying to go into the paradise and trying to look too much when they weren't ready for it. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu warned Korach and his crew, watch out that the k'toiris shouldn't blow you away. Kigam nodov aviyu shayu tzadikim gedoylim lo yotzu b'sholoim, because even Nodov and Aviyu, who were tremendous tzadikim, didn't come out of it alive. Al yedei shepogmu bebechinas dalet shenichnasu lepardes kanal, because of the fact that they also were involved in the mistake, the aspect of the mistake, that some of those four that tried to enter into the paradise were involved in. Ma kolshkein v'kolshkein atem. If that's what happened to Nodov and Aviyu, imagine what's going to happen to Korach and his crew if they try to do the same thing. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was warning them. V'heim loy shamu. However, they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'samchu al chochmosom. They relied on knowledge. What more do you need to be a wholesome Jew? Knowledge. So that's what the whole Yiddishkeit is about, period. Upogmu hapegam shel acher. And therefore, they weren't as bad as Ben Azai ben Zoyma, they were worse. They went as far as acher went. Shekilke legamri, who messed up completely. The kitzetz benetiois. And the expression it's used is, he cut down saplings like. Ki zehu bechinas hapigam shel koirach vadosoi. The way the Gemara describes what Acher did is comparable to Koirach and his crew. Shehifridu bechinas lamdan mitzadik. Koirach and his crew tried to separate lamdan from tzadik, thinking that lamdan was an entity unto itself. You can be a lamdan and you don't have to be a tzadik, and you could still be a very successful lamdan, very knowledgeable, and that knowledge can add up to a lot and can give you the permission to go into the Holy of Holies and everything, even without being so religious in terms of action. V'somchu al chochmas limudam. They were prepared to rely on the knowledge of their learning. Shezeo b'chinas mekatzeitz b'netiyos. That's comparable to what the Gemara writes about Acher, that he cut trees, he cut down certain saplings. Cut means to divide. They divided, Korach and his crew divided between tzaddik and lamdan. Acher also made a pirud, a separation between Hashem and a certain angel. Bechinas ve'ispelig Korach, as the Targum says on Vayikach Korach, that Korach made a split in among the Jewish people. Therefore, the punishment of the 250 rabbis that were with Korach was that they got burned by the Ktoris. That fire consumed them. This is what we learned about earlier, that when a Jew is not zoche, the Torah becomes a poison of death. Mitzvah gives life. There's a pasuk that says, v'chai bohem, you will live with the mitzvahs of the Torah, and for them, the mitzvah became deadly. The mitzvah of Ktoris blew them away. Because when a Jew formats the letters of the Torah in a bad way, he arranges the letters in a bad way, it takes nekama against him. Because the Torah is fire. Because there's a pasuk that says, Hashem says, my words are like fire. And when a Jew is poigim in the Torah, and he formats the letters in a bad way. How? By not having tikkun abris and by not doing the mitzvahs that are needed to give you the ability to arrange the letters in a positive way. Mizgaber tavaras eish mamish rachmotzlan. Then a physical fire rises up and goes against the person. Ki meho eish yotzu voho eish toichlein. There's a pasuk that says, they come forth from fire, and fire will destroy them. Implying that the Torah has this ability to if a person doesn't have the proper mitzvahs and the proper kelim, the fire of Torah can actually take nekama against them. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki k'toyres govoya mo'oid mo'oid, because the k'toyres is something that's very, very high. Ukemavura b'Zohar HaKadosh, as is written in the Zohar HaKadosh, u'bedivrei Rabbi Yisena Zohar HaRocha Harbe, and as is written throughout the Gemara, Medroshim, about how extraordinary, powerful the Ktoris is. Ki les korbono chavivo kame kutshebrichu kame Ktoris. There is no sacrifice that is as beloved to Hashem as Ktoris. Avol ikur tikkun haktoyres ukishemakrivenoi soy koroi kedinoi aridei hakoyhein. But the main effectiveness of ktoyres is only when it's brought properly through the koyhein. Va'oz haktoyres mechaper. Then the ktoyres has the ability to forgive. Ki ktoyres male kol hanitzutzos hagdoishim shebeimke haklipois kiyodua. Ktoyres is one of the only items that has the ability to elevate all the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen into the hands of the Klipos and Tumah, the Ktoris takes them out. That's the concept of Gerim, converts. Because Ktoris has in it the Chelbana, that bad-smelling item, which represents the Rishoim, that we're including them also in the Kedusha, in a manner where they're also becoming part of that beautiful smell, the pure smell. Finally, they say, Iker Tikkun HaTfila. And that's what makes the main effectiveness of tefillah, whereby we have the ability to include and to elevate all the sinners ulahachziram b'tshuva, and to bring them back b'tshuva, v'sheyuchlal tfilosom, v'tala b'toch tfilas Yisroel, l'rotzon l'mala l'mala. So that their tfila should also be included in our tfila, and be able to go up, up, up to the highest places. K'moshom razal, as the Gemara says, kol tfila she'en bo mitfilas poishe Yisroel, any tefillah of a Jewish congregation which does not include in it the tefillahs of sinners is not really effective. This is why on one of the most important days in the Jewish year, on Yom Kippur, on the night of Yom Kippur, how do we kick off the whole major event? We say, Ono matirin lehispalel im havaryonim. The Chazan says, Al das hakol val das that with the agreement of everybody present, we hereby are declaring that we want to daven together with all the sinners. We want to make a concrete declaration that we're joining their tefillah into ours, and that's what's ensuring that our tefillah is going to go up and be very effective. Just like it's brought that the word tzibur, tefillah b'tzibur, tzadik is tzadikim, the beis is beinanim, the Vav Resh is Urishoim, and Rishoim. It's not called a Tefillah B'Tzibur unless you include the Rishoim in it also. And the Ketores is what really highlights that. Uraya Miktores, the Gemara brings proof from Miktores. Shehoya Bo Chelbana, which had in it the worst of the worst, Chelbana. And we once mentioned from the Shiloh HaKodesh, if you recall, that the Gemara says that where do we see Mordechai mentioned in the Torah? One of the spices was called mor deror, and the Targum says mor dechei. So we see Mordechai mentioned in the Torah. So the Shiloh HaKodesh says, and I'll show you where Haman is also mentioned. The Gemara says, where is Haman mentioned in the Torah? And it shows a pasuk by the Eitz Hadas, Hamin ho Eitz. Hamin is spelled Hamem Nun. But the Shiloh HaKodesh says, take a look at the Ketores. The Ketores includes Mordechai, and the Ketores includes Haman, because the word Chelbana is Begimatria Haman, exactly. Because the Gemara says in Gittin that from the grandchildren of Haman came forth converts that taught Torah to the Jews in Bnei Brak. So we see that the Ketores is something which is able to bring in the worst of the worst of the worst and make a tikkun for it. Ki hatfilo bechinas reyach. Because we know that tefillah is compared to the sense of smell. Kama shekosu b'mokam achar, as Rabbeinu Zal writes on Likutei Moran, v'hi oilo l'malo al yidei reyach haktoiras. And our tefillah rises up to Hashem through the aroma of the ktoiras. V'ze b'chinas tikoin tefilosi ktoiras lefonecho. This is why Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, may my tefillah be presented before Hashem like ktoiras. Whereas a Jew who is poigim in the Ketores, because he's an outsider, he's a stranger, and he wants to attempt to bring the Ketores, ze bechinas Ketores toyevo hili. There's a pasuk in Novi where it says, this is a disgusting Ketores to me. Therefore, the fire of Torah, which was hidden in this mitzvah of Ketores. Ketores is a mitzvah. Ketores is Torah. The fire of the Torah consumed them, v'nokam bohem, and took revenge against them. Ki loy zochu nasolem samoves. Because we learned earlier that when a Jew is not zoche, the Torah becomes a poison of death. The mitzvah will put him to death. The Torah itself will punish him. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Va'ayin heite batoranal, look well, study that chapter 31 in Likutei Moran well, move on shom, it's explained there, she'tikun halamdon shaloimei Torah, what's the tikkun for this person? Those people who are sitting in a base medrash for a few hours a day, or for many hours a day, what is their how do they ensure that their Torah should be a kosher Torah, that it should be a medicine of life and not the opposite? Their tikkun is that they got to make sure to take tefillah seriously. If those people make sure that they have good desires. Besides the learning, I want to serve Hashem. I want to be able to eat like a religious Jew is supposed to eat, not with taiva and not chas v'shalom questionable items. I want to be zeicher to achila dikdusha. I want to be zeicher, you know, to yira shemayim, to all the different things that represent good desires. Umaitziyosam bepiv betfilo tchina. And by expressing those good desires verbally in tefillah, in hispodidus, in tehillim, and all of those things, that's how the lamdan ensures that the letters of Torah that he's learning are going to be formatted in a positive way. Tefillah is comparable to k'toras. V'heim rotzu l'haktor k'toras haidei b'chinas lamdan levad. Korach and his buddies wanted to offer the Ktoiris just with learning, without tefillah. Okay, nisrufuai de Ktoiris. Therefore, they got burned by the Ktoiris. It's interesting, I just said this on Shabbos to a group of boys, my son-in-law Tabi's guests, that Rav Nosson Zal, the author of this sefer, the one who gave these shiurim live, which you can imagine were 1,000 times more powerful than what we're reading in the Sefer. When he actually spoke these shurim, he once said to his Talmidim, after an especially powerful shir, you could imagine his students sitting, hearing him talk for 2-3 hours. When he got finished, they thought that the Satan was chocolate cake. They thought that, try to see, after I heard a shir from Rav Nosson Zal, try to imagine my Yetzirah being able to touch me, being able to come between, within 1,000 yards of me. And Rav Nosson Zal once said to them after a shir, that I'm warning you, our words, if you don't interlace them with a lot of hispoidus, if you won't pray to Hashem a lot, I have no pity on you. Implying that there's no possibility of a person being victorious and successful against the Satan Yetzirah with learning alone. On the contrary, it's possible that with learning alone, if he'll engage the Yetzer in battle, there'll be a bigger explosion, a bigger mess made out of him than a guy who learned less, chas v'shalom. Elamai, the one who is taking learning a lot, he has to know that there's a tremendous responsibility that he has to, besides the learning, to have these good ritzoinos, to work on these kisufim toivim, and to express the kisufim toivim in words, because those words, his words of tefillah, are his letters of are all the words of Torah that he's learned being formatted into good desires, which will ensure him that the Torah that he learned will only serve him in a good way, to benefit him, not to harm him in any way, chas v'shalom. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas b'liyas koirach b'toich ha'oretz. Now we're going to explain Koirach's being swallowed up by the earth. Kimavoyer shom b'ha'toyra hanal, because it's explained in that chapter on Likutei Moran, she'ho'is yois heim b'chinas guf, v'hanakudois heim b'chinas nefesh. We spoke about this a while ago, that the letters of the Torah represent the body, and the vowels represent the soul. We've discussed in the past that there are 4 pieces to the Torah. The musical notes, the tamim, the nekudos, the vowels, the tagim, the crowns on the letters, and then there's the letters themselves. The letters are the last guy on the totem pole. That's the lowest madrega within the Torah. And the tagim, the crowns, are the second level, and that's why those are the only 2 that are visible in the Sefer Torah. The other 2 levels, the Nekudos and Tamim, are so high a level of Kedusha that it has to be hidden. It can't even be in the Sefer Torah. So Rabbeinu Zal writes, quoting, showing from the Gemara, from the Zohar Kodesh, that the letters represent the body, the vowels represent the Nefesh. V'hanekudos nasim al yedei kisufim toivim. And we said that the way that you create the vowels is through good desires. Because we explained before, nefesh is rotzon. We showed it from psukim, right? That the word nefesh means desire. Im yesh es nafshichem, likbor et meisi. If you want me to bury my wife here, then lead me to Ephraim. Remember by Avraham Avinu. Shaydezeh mitzayrin hoiseis letoiv. It's the good desires that give you the ability to format the letters in a positive way. the Koirach pogam boze kanal. We explained that Koirach messed up in this. Koirach thought that Torah alone was enough. He didn't know how much he had to have the good desires. Valkein nivla Koirach betoycho oretz bechayov. It's for this reason that Koirach got swallowed up alive into the earth. Ki eretz v'shamayim hein bechinas guf v'nefesh. Because earth and heaven correspond to body and soul. Kemoy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Yikore el Hashamayim me'ol ve'el ho'oretz mitochas. It says that when Hashem is going to judge a person in the future, Hashem is going to summon the body and want to punish it. The body is going to say, hey, it ain't my fault. How many sins could a body do? Look at me, I'm dead now. Can I do any sins? No, it's the neshama's fault. He did it. Then Hashem is going to shout and summon the neshama and say, you get Gehenna because you did all of these sins. The neshama is going to say, what, me? I didn't do anything. You ever see a neshama do sin? The body, there was... So the Gemara says Hashem is going to take both of them. And that's why it says Hashem will call out to the heaven above and to the earth below. That represents the neshama and the guf, and he's going to put them together and punish them in that way. So we see that the Gemara says, El Hashamayim Eol Zu HaNeshama, Vel Horetz Ze HaGuf, and the earth below refers to the body. Shezeo Bechinas Oisiois V'Nekudois, that corresponds to letters and vowels. Sheze Bechinas Lamdon V'Chosid Amiti Kemuvon Kol Ze B'Torah Kanal, which represents the Lamdon. Lamdon is usually the one who learns the letters, period. And the chosid, the tzaddik, is the one who's involved in the good ritzonos. He's the one who's worked on himself and killed all his bad desires and explode, you know, raised all his good desires. V'chol avoida sodom bozeh ho'ilom levatel haguf legabi ha'nefesh. The main purpose of a Jew in this world is to subjugate the body to the nefesh. Shehaguf yaseh rotzein hanefesh akdosha, that the body should allow itself to be controlled by the nefesh. Whatever the nefesh wants, the body should do for it. The nefesh wants negel vaser, the body should get up and bring the negel vaser and wash. The nefesh wants the fast, the body should succumb and not eat. You know, each the nefesh says, don't look over there, the body should listen to what the nefesh tells it. Ki kol chiyusoi rak mi hanefesh akdosha, because the whole life of the person comes from the nefesh. V'chein nechlolim ho'isois panekudois, k'ma shekotzav sham. And when a Jew does that, when a Jew is successful in bringing the guf completely under the control of the nefesh, then that person has united the letters and the vowels. The letters are being controlled by the vowels in a constructive way. V'chein tzorech sheyizbatel halamdon neged hachosid. And Rav Nosson Zal says, so too, the person who has tremendous knowledge of Torah has to subjugate himself to the tzaddik. Shehu ha-tzaddik ho-emes v'kanal. And again, here Rav Nosson Zal is alluding to himself. He was an example of this, where he was a tremendous lamdan. His father-in-law, who was the rabbi over a whole section of Russia at the time, wanted to make Rav Nosson Zal a dayan, a judge, because he was known to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And Rav Nosson Zal was the lamdan who understood that with all his lamdonis, he has to find a tzaddik to show him where to go and what to do. And he writes in the beginning of Yemei Maranat that he first, after having many discussions on Emunas Tzaddikim with a friend of his, he started to realize that after all the learning he'd done, he still doesn't know really, he doesn't know his head from his feet, in terms of knowing exactly what to do. And that he first discovered when he discovered tzaddikim. When he started going to the Hasidic Shigadolim, the tzaddikim, there he discovered what advantage they have over the lamdonim. Vazai nichlal eretz b'shamayim. And when the lamdon humbles himself and accepts the authority of the tzaddik, that's when eretz is becoming nichlal in shamayim. Shehem b'chinas guf v'nefesh, because they correspond to the guf and nefesh. Avol koirach sherotzo lahagbir chas v'shalom b'chinas halamdon al tzaddik. But koirach, who was the lamdon, who did not want to accept the authority of the tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu Aron HaKohen, but rather he wanted to strengthen himself against them, the kanal, as we said earlier, Al kein hoya unshoy mida ba mida. Therefore Hashem punished him mida keneged mida. Exactly the sin that he was doing, the punishment fit the crime perfectly. Shehizgabra olav ha'oretz, the earth strengthened itself against him, upaschapir, and opened its mouth, uboloi sebechayev, and swallowed him up alive, lahoyrois, to teach, ki pogam bozer, that this was the mistake of Korach. He was too earthly. He wanted to highlight the earthliness over the heavenliness. Moshe Rabbeinu was heavenly. Korach was earthly. With all of his knowledge, he was still into Tivus, Rois, Kinna, all of those things. So the his earthliness got him. The earth itself got him. Ki nosan koyach ba'oretz, ki pogam bozeh. This was his pigam. Ki nosan koyach ba'oretz. He gave strength to the earth, shehu b'chinas guf, which is the concept of the body, shetizgaber olot, that it should strengthen itself even against him, v'tivla oise b'chayev, and swallow him up alive. Al yidei shetzir oise sator l'ra, by his formatting the letters in a negative way, al shomar she'ikr hu halimud b'li tzidkus v'chasidus, by his putting all the emphasis on learning without matching it with tzidkus and chasidus, midos toivois and all of that. V'zehu v'tiftach toretz espio v'tivlo. This is why the pasuk says that the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed him. Ki nosan pe l'ha'oretz l'ra'osoi l'vloya'osoi. He created a mouth for the earth to swallow him up with. Al yidei shetzir oiseis divrei ha'toira l'ra kifi taivas gufoi. By his formatting the letters of the Torah in a bad way, in a destructive way, through his taivos rois, by his allowing his taivos for jealousy and for covet and everything to run rampant, shaydeze nimshichu tzirufei hoisois l'ra, that caused the letters of the Torah to be formatted in a negative way, v'higbiru b'chinas guf, and it strengthened the body against the neshama, shehu b'chinas eretz, we said the body is represented by the earth, because the body comes from the earth. Hashem took Ofor min Adoma, right, and created the body. Ad shehoyo peh mamish lohoretz levloyosoy, to the point where he created a mouthpiece. He gave the earth the ability to speak. By his formatting the letters of the Torah in a bad way, they had to come from somewhere. They didn't come from heaven. When the Torah was given from heaven, it was good. Mi pi elyoin lo teitze horo kim atoyev, the pasuk says. From above comes only good. So if he was formatting the letters of the Torah in a negative way, it came from down below. He gave the earth a mouth. Ki mehapeh yotzim hadiburim, because the words come out from the mouth. V'hu himshich diburi ha'Torah l'b'chinas guv, b'chinas eretz. He was the one who drew the words of Torah down into earthliness, into bodiliness. Al kein nenash b'masha pogam. Therefore his punishment was a reflection of exactly what he had messed up. That in this battle between the neshama and the guf, between tzaddik lamdan, he favored lamdan, so he gave strength to eretz, to be goyver over the shamayim. V'zeh shekosa b'medrash rabba parshas Korach. This is why the medrash says in parshas Korach, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira imer, adas Korach asido la'alois. He says that the group of Korach is going to have a tikkun. They are going to rise up. How do we know this? It says by Korach and his crew that they were lost from the people. They were swallowed up in the ground and they went lost. And by Dovid HaMelech it says, To'isi kise oiveid. I am wandering around like a lost sheep. Bakei shavdecho, Hashem, please seek me out. Ki mitzvoisecho loy shochochti, because I have not yet forgotten your mitzvahs completely. This is the prayer of David HaMelech in Tehillim. This is the last pasuk in chapter 119 in Tehillim. Now, so the Medrash says, Ma aveido shinemar b'dovid, asido lizbakeish. Just as this lost article that Dovid HaMelech is speaking about, we know that Hashem is going to seek it out. Hashem is going to find it and restore it. Afkan aveido ho asido lizbakeish. Here too, by Korach and his crew,
It's a lost item which is going to be found. It's going to be found and it's going to be restored. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Hainu, she'ikr tikun koirach v'adosoy hu'alidei ze b'atzmoy. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now what the tikun, how we participate in making a tikun for Koirach and his crew. Alidei b'chinas Dovra Melech she'yosat sefer tehillim. It's specifically through Dovra Melech who established the Book of Tehillim, v'aydei kol hanil v'melov, and by all of those people who try to attach themselves to Dovra Melech, v'hilchim b'drochov, and they follow the path of Dovra Melech, v'oiskim b'sefer Tehillim, they involve themselves in reading Tehillim, u'betchinois, u'bakoshois harbe, and in reading all kinds of prayers, u'besichois v'hisboredus harbe, beinom levein koinom, and they speak to Hashem a lot, even in their own words, v'tzoyakim b'chol pam, and they're constantly crying out to Hashem, to'isi kiseh oived, Hashem, I'm wandering around like a lost sheep. Bakei shatech, Hashem, seek me out. Take me, find me. Find me and bring me back to norm. Bring me back to normalcy. Ki kol mi shechos al nafshoi, because any Jew who has any pity on himself, yovin bi'atzmoi, will certainly understand for himself, how much time we have to spend crying out to Hashem these words. Hashem, we're wandering around like lost sheep. If Dovid HaMelech, who was such a tzaddik and such a Talmud Chacham, and this was his prayer to Hashem, this was his outcry to Hashem, that he said to Hashem, I'm wandering around like a lost sheep, Ma kolshkein v'kolshkein, how much more so? Elef alofim v'ribe revovois kal v'choymer, thousands and tens of thousands of times, how much more so? Kama v'kama onu tzrichim litzoy tzoko is kele v'kele, how much we have to scream to Hashem these words? Ulai ulai nuchal imtzoy atzneinu, maybe we'll be zeichet to find ourselves, to be found. And not to be walking around like chickens without heads, like a bunch of lost souls. Umi shehoylech baderech hazeh. Therefore, any Jew who follows this path of crying out to Hashem, toisi kaseh oived, hu misakein pegam koirach. That Jew is involved in making a tikkun for Koirach and his crew, shepog mubozeh. This was their pegam. Kihem cholku al kisuvim toiv manal. They were against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, who were into good desires, who were into tefillah and hisboredus. Shehu bechinas haderech shel tefillah v'ha-hisboredus. Sheze ikar shleimus ha-tzadik u'emes. That's the main thing that makes a tzadik whole, is his tefillah, his hisboredus. And Koirach was cholik against the tzadikim, which means he was cholik on this derech. Al came therefore, al yidei bechinas toisi kiseh oived, hainu, al yidei bechinas dovid vanil v'melov ha'iskim bozeh, through the concept of Dovid HaMelech, and those people who emulate him, those people who follow his derech, of Tehillim, his spodidus, crying out Hashem, toisi kiseh oived, levakesh me'ashem izborach shivakesh oisam, those people who cry out Hashem, saying, Hashem, please seek us out. Don't allow us to remain lost. The Yoshiv Avedosam, that Hashem should return to us all of our lost articles, all of our lost Torah and mitzvahs. As the Gemara says, when a person is born, the Malach flicks him on the upper lip, and he loses all of his Torah and all of his knowledge and everything. Shehem zoichim bevadai lehizbakesh. Those people are certainly zoiche, that Hashem does seek them out. Kamei shekosu b'medrash. As the Medrash writes, She'avedo hanemar b'dovid afido lezbakish, that when Dovid HaMelech uses the term lost, he is going to be sought out and found. Al yidezeh gam b'chinas hadas koirach shenemar aleim b'yovdo mitoich hakol, and through that process, through those chassidim who are oisek in hisboredus, and they're oisek in this outcry of toisi kaseh oived bakish avdecha, that they're the ones who are going to help see to it that the others who are lost, the Koirachs who went lost, will have their tikkun. They'll also be found. Ki harbe anoshim
נעבודים משני עולמות על ידי שאויחזים במחלוקת סבק שירם הנאו. רב נוסן זל says there are many, many people who forfeit עולם הזה and עולם הבא as a result of carrying on this machlokes against those very religious people, those Tehillim readers and those Hespodibus people. Ki b'chol mokam shiyesh machlokes, yesh shom nitzutzei koirach doson laviram kemuva. Because the Arizal, the Gemara says, that wherever there is machlokes among Jews, you should know that there's sparks of koirach and doson laviram that are involved. That some of the people that are involved in the machlokes are gilgulim, or sparks of dosan vavirim, those rishonim. Especially this kind of machlokes. When there's machlokes of misnagdim against chasidim, people who are making fun of people who read Tehillim, people who are into tefillah, people who daven with kavona, avlaf al pikein, soif kol soif heim asidim lehizvakesh, al yidei avodosom shaleilu aksherim daiko, ha'oiskim betehillim vizvodidus. But in the end, these Rishoim who battled against the Tzadikim, their tikkun is going to come from those Tzadikim who are Oisik in Tfil and Hispoidus, they're going to be the tikkun for it. V'tzoyakim b'chol pam to'isi k'se oive, these Tzadikim who are constantly crying out to Hashem and with this humbleness of saying, Hashem, we're walking around like lost sheep, shaydezeh heim bevadei asidim lesbakesh. If they keep doing that, if they take that attitude of humbleness and constantly begging Hashem, find me, help me find myself, help me find what I'm supposed to find, those tzaddikim are certainly going to be found. And the gam yalu kol hachoyokim v'horachoyokim. And they will also be the ones to elevate and make a tikkun for those people who fought against them and who are very far. Ki yoshuvu heima eleinu. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, they're going to come back to us. We will never become like them. We will never go to their side. We'll never join them. They, in the end, are going to see that they're supposed to join us. Because the truth of Hashem is going to be eternal. And it's going to be shown that the truly successful Yidden in the world were the ones who were zecher to be mekusha to tzadikim, the ones who valued tefillah besides Torah, not instead of Torah. In other words, it's not those Jews who think that Yiddishkeit is only learning. They're the ones who have Rachmol Tzom, the Mapol of Korach. And they're the ones who get involved in the Machlekes of Korach. And their tikkun, by Korach it says, Vayoivdu mitoy hakoho, the tikkun of Korach is the Toisik Aseoivei. Those people who follow the path of Dovid HaMelech, which is the path that Rabbeinu Zal said he came to the world to be mechadish, to renew, not to new, renew, that path of tefillah. Dovid HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Vani tefillah, and Rabbeinu Zal's name, Rabbi Nachman ben Feger, is Begimatria tefillah with the Kohelim. That was the main thing that he wanted to teach the world, that Torah alone isn't enough, you need Torah and tefillah. And those of Ishamidim that are Zeche to really, really follow that derech of combining Torah with Tefillah, with a lot of Hespodidus, with a lot of Tehillim, they are the ones who are involved in making a tikkun for Koirach Vadosov. The Arizal says that we say on Friday night, Tzadik Katomor Yifroch, that there's going to come a time when the Tzadik, which refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to blossom forth like a tomor, like a palm tree. The Arizal says that the last letters of Tzadik, Katomor Yifroch, spell the word Koirach, implying that Koirach is going to get his tikkun through Moshe Rabbeinu. The thing that he battled against, and the ones that he battled against, they're the ones who are going to turn him around. And Rav Nosson Zal shows from this Medrash, that look what the Medrash is putting together, Vayoivdu and Toisi Kese Oived, that it's those people that are involved in this type of tefillah, of crying out to Hashem like lost souls, begging Hashem to find them, those are the ones who are going to make a tikkun for the real lost ones, which are Korach v'Adosu. Baruch Hashem.